Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and the returning Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. For questions or to discuss the issues you may be dealing with, we invite you to call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We are live on the air and online, so you can call and get an immediate answer to your question or to discuss those important issues you face in life right now. Again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's the end of a week, and we've had a very sad event in Charleston, South Carolina, the church shooting. It's just unbelievable that somebody would walk into a church. At one time, churches were kind of a safe place.
Yeah, right.
People just didn't do things like that in a church building, it's not the case anymore. And the guy, young guy, walks in there and, sits down for a while. I think he sits down next to the pastor and listens and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden starts shooting and 9 people are dead. And you say, how can those things happen? And certainly our hearts go out to those in Charleston, South Carolina, yes, who've been affected by this, the victims of this. But I think for many people it raises the question, how do these things happen? And, the political pundits, are quick to go to, we need gun control and we need this. And,
ridiculous.
There's other folks that are saying it's drug induced. And certainly, that's part of the story. But there's something deeper. I mean, that's part of the fall of man. It's part of why we need Jesus Christ. Jesus, he was talking to the Pharisees one time, and they were, always washing their hands and making sure they were clean on the inside and making sure all the food that they put in their mouths was kosher and all of those sort of things. And he says, don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean, but eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean. What's the problem with man? It's the heart of man. Well, how did the heart get so messed up? Well, original sin. When Satan came into the world and he deceived Adam and Eve and they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, all things changed. It's basically our spiritual DNA was rewritten. And our heart's intent until we come to know Jesus is evil. It's all of these sort of things. And certainly governments and laws and all of that have helped curb some of these things from just going amok. But through these stories, we see just the nature of a heart apart from Jesus Christ. So what's the solution? Ultimately, it's the gospel. The good news of Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, so that we can die in Christ. That old man can be put aside, can be buried, and someone new can be raised and to walk in the newness of life with a heart that has been made clean by the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. So how do these things happen? Well, it's just evidence of the problem that we all experience as human beings. It's the problem of a heart that needs to be made right.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. If you'd like to join this part of the conversation or pose a new topic, why, we want to hear from you right now. If you have a Bible question, something you can't quite understand, we'd love to discuss that with you as well. Again, 844-322-2742 is the number to dial. That's good and long in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Bridgewater, New Jersey, and talk with Anthony, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, brother. God bless you. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome. How can we help you today?
My question is, when you're going through, as a born-again Christian, and who's going through trials, say, on your job, with stress and pressure, with just a lot of up that's squeezing you, and you're trusting the Lord, you're praying, you're believing, you're fasting, you're trusting God for a breakthrough, you're talking to him about it, and for whatever reason, it's not coming, the breakthrough's not coming yet. Is there any advice you have, whether in the scripture, in certain practical things we can do to keep the joy of the Lord and not let this thing really the heaviness come upon us to how to overcome these things? Anything practically that you can share?
Well, Anthony, I think that's a great question because it really hits all of us, doesn't it? I mean, we're all going to go through trials and tribulations. I think many times we as believers have unrealistic expectations about how we should be during those trials, that the world can just hammer away at us and we'll still smile and have joy in our hearts and just, you know, love. And, you know, that's not real, is it? That's not being human. Trials are difficult. I mean, we experience all kinds of emotions and emotional upheaval, and we start to question things. We have doubts. We worry. We're just all over the place. Yes. And what we need in the middle of that is an anchor for our souls. And Christ Jesus becomes that anchor for us. He is that anchor for us. And he's promised that he's going to work all things together for good. And he said that there are some benefits to us as believers that these trials bring about, the maturing of our faith. I think if we, stand solidly on God's promise that he's going to work all things together for good, that we understand that even in the midst of the trial, it's not a punishment from God. It doesn't change his love for us. It doesn't change the fact that he's taken away our sins. It doesn't change the fact that he's made us right in Jesus Christ. It doesn't change the fact that we've born again and have a place in the kingdom of God. It doesn't change any of those. And so if we can stand firm in those truths, rest confidently on those promises and those present realities, and the fact that Christ Jesus is right there with us, as the trial comes to an end, I think we're going to see something has transpired as far as our faith in Christ is concerned. When that next trial comes our way, we're going to be more prone to rest in what he's going to accomplish in and through us during those trials. So there are positive benefits. James talks about it. Peter talks about it. So the best thing, Anthony, is to simply rest and abide in the love of Jesus Christ. Richard?
Yeah, there's an aspect of this that I know used to afflict me, still does on occasion. When I think about breakthrough, what's the breakthrough you're going to give me, Lord? I tend to think too big. And the breakthrough may be that I actually make progress on a project, or that I got home today, or that I didn't get angry at someone when they were picking on me, or whatever it is. The little things. Bob said about living in the moment, the now. Grace is good for only this moment. Grace doesn't exist for you tomorrow. When you get to tomorrow, grace will be there, but you can't deal with things tomorrow. You can only deal with what is right now. And so thank God for the little things. I mean, literally, I got a project done in spite of it. Whatever it is, I got a project done, or I made progress, or I solved a customer complaint, or it's just a thousand little things that go on every day at work or commuting or just whatever. Rejoice in the little things.
And you know what, brother, just real quick, I don't want to take too much time, but the Lord just speaking to my heart right now. I like to have everything done, the whole week set up, everything perfectly done in order, get my ducks in a row. But God's teaching me now that daily bread, daily trust, where if tomorrow it might not work out, today you have to trust me. I'm at the place where my job, it's a daily trust to get this job done every day with the manpower that they're giving me. And God is really, now that you're saying this, he's showing me I got to trust him and start worrying and trying to go ahead a day. And I think that's what he's trying to show me. And so I guess this is maybe a lesson he's trying to teach me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, one of the things you'll notice, especially if you're responsible for other people, and it sounds like you are, that you've got larger projects to do and you don't have enough resources, when you're fretting those resources and the lack of it, then your people are fretting it too. If you can find a way to relax in the Lord, to rest in His love and grace, walk by faith, you'll be able to excite your people for the work they can get done. And then you're there covering for them, doing what a good boss does, communicating to both groups.
You know what, brother? Thank you so much for your wisdom. And it just hit the nail on the head a little bit because when I get anxious, they get anxious. Mm-hmm. So I need to, like you said, rest in the Lord and be calm and cool, and God will make a way even when I need seven and I'm only given three. So praise God. Brother, thank you so much for taking my call. So I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for your call, Anthony. We appreciate you bringing such a practical issue to the table on today's broadcast. I think that's going to be helpful for many people out there. One last thing. I know when I've gone through trials and tribulations, and my normal deal is I dream up a result that I think should happen, you know, at the end of the trial. And so I've put all of my energy and effort trying to produce that result, and that has really just whacked me around time and time again. And I think, you know, as Richard was saying, Anthony, if we can learn just to give thanks in the moment and to rejoice in what He's done today, boy, it just changes everything.
Yeah. Remember, this
thank
is
you so much.
Yeah, this is very easy for us to say. We wrestle with it every day, just like you.
Absolutely. But amen, thank you that Jesus paid the price, that we're going to be with Him in glory forever and ever. So praise God. This too shall pass.
Yes,
amen.
Indeed.
Thanks, brother.
Amen.
Great to hear
thank
from
you. God bless you guys. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye, my friend.
Plenty of time on the clock, plenty of open lines right now. We'd love to hear from you. Love for you to join the conversation at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. And guys, I think the program yesterday really pointed up the fact and underscored in with lots of exclamation marks the reason that it's great for Basic Gospel to be on the air live, as a young man named David called and expressed newfound faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as we presented the program yesterday. So friends, when you give to this ministry, you know, this is what you're giving for. You're making the truth of God's Word available on a daily basis for people like David and Anthony and many others who call or write and send us emails to pose their particular situation. So we appreciate so much those of you who have been a part of the support of this ministry on an ongoing basis. And, you know, we really are a listener-supported broadcast, and we need your help on an ongoing basis to keep the good news coming. So we encourage you to make the most generous gift that you can today, this weekend, whatever you can. We would love to have you as a partner with us in the truth of God and His Word. And something very, very special, as we have been talking about, Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, is here, and we're excited about that. And for your gift of $15 or more this month, you're going to receive a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and it is released to us now.
Yes, we're the only place that you can get it. It will be available in bookstores probably July 1st or maybe the week after. It'll be available on Amazon, and so people can go to all different places. But if you want it now, go to simplegospelsimplygrace.com. A little follow-up on our conversation with David yesterday. I thought that was really a compelling interaction with him as he really came to grips with his real need. You know, oftentimes we don't know why we need Jesus. We know we need Him, but we're not sure of the why, and that's where I struggled.
Yeah.
And finally, when I saw that my spiritual condition was death, that I was spiritually dead and needed life, that's when everything clicked, and that's what happened with David yesterday. And I just want to thank all of the people that were praying for him on the broadcast. I want to thank all of the people that give to support, because you were a part of that story. You were a part of what God was doing to extend grace to David, saving grace in such a way that gave him new life in Christ. It was just one of those great moments in radio.
Absolutely. And when you give through Basic Gospel, that's what you're giving for. You can click donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to New York and talk with Donna, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. What's on your mind today?
I have a question about when a believer, you know, when we sin, which we all sin, you know, with our speech or whatever that we do, what is God's reaction to it in a practical way? I mean, we all know that he forgives us of our sins, but sometimes people tend to react differently than the way the Lord would. So sometimes there would be a reaction that would be harder on you than maybe even the Lord would.
Well, Donna, that's a great question, and a lot of times we develop our theology about God based on what we think other people, how others might respond to us when we sin, and boy, that gets us into a lot of trouble. But in this book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, I actually give seven things that the Scripture tells us that God does when we sin. And we have to get down to the point, what is God's priority for our lives? And Donna, that priority is for us to walk by faith, to trust Jesus Christ. Well, when we sin, the things of the world, temptations have moved our eyes away from Christ and onto those things that we think might can make us happy at that particular moment in time. So we make a choice to give in to those temptations, give in to those fleshly desires. Well, what happens? What does God do at that? Well, one, I think he wants to remind us that we're children of God. Why? Because the accuser can come along and give all kinds of non-truths to us. You call yourself a Christian? How could a Christian ever do something like that? How could a Christian ever think something like that? So we can start doubting if we even belong to the Lord. Well, the Lord wants us to know for sure that we belong to him. And so by his Spirit, he testifies or bears witness to our human spirits that we are indeed children of God. Then he assures our hearts that that sin has already been dealt with. The punishment for that sin went upon Jesus. And as God begins to do this, our hearts start to melt underneath that love that pours over it, and we begin to give thanks to Jesus for what he's accomplished for us. And then if we've said something against somebody that's hurt their feelings, I think he starts to show us what has happened there. And gives us the courage to go and be reconciled to that person, to say, I'm sorry to that person, because that's what love does. It goes to those who are offended and makes it right with that person. Well, the Spirit of God is going to empower you to do that, but all on that foundation of his love, grace, and forgiveness, and the security that you have in Christ Jesus. And then he's going to continue that process of teaching you to say no to sin and yes to Jesus. So that's what God does. He's not shocked. He's not, up there, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with Donna? She's just not living like I thought she would. Well, he's not surprised by any of that, is he?
No.
No, so... He loves us. The sin that we do doesn't change the fact that he loves us. And as we abide and trust and stand on that love, we're going to see transformation take place in our lives.
Amen. Amen.
It's good news, isn't it?
It is. It is. It is. Well, and we hopefully we treat each other in the same manner,
Well, as we start abiding in the love of Christ and understanding what that love is all about, we're going to start seeing that love flow through us into the lives of others. That's just the natural byproduct. So as we trust Jesus, we're going to start seeing love poured out toward others.
Right. Thank you so much for answering.
You're welcome, Donna. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Donna.
Well, let's go to Louisville, Texas, and talk with Joseph, listening to us on the Word. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to Exit Gospel.
Hello. Thank you. I had a question on discipline and punishment.
Okay.
What?
There is a difference.
Okay. Can you explain that?
Well,
how would you know the difference?
Well, punishment is something that looks back and is basically an act to bring things back in line as far as justice is concerned. So somebody commits a crime, they're found guilty of that crime, then the courts issue a punishment for that crime. So it's very clear. Our sins deserve punishment. That punishment was death. Jesus took that death for us. And that's the only punishment that God would give out, is death. That's the wages of sin. There's no other wage. It's simply death. So Jesus stood in our place, and he took that death for us. So there's no more punishment for our sins, is there, Joseph?
No, sir.
Are you sure about that? Because I want you to be sure. Did Jesus take your punishment, or did he not?
He did at one point. This is just me. He did at one point in time, but I had so much doubt that the accuser kept accusing me, and because I didn't have any roots, you know how he says the seed that was on rock, because I didn't have any roots, I fell. And then when I fall, he was right there, but I couldn't see that because my consistent, you know, okay, he doesn't want anything to do with me. He can't hear me. He doesn't want nothing to do with me. When all the time he's trying to put his hand out, and I wouldn't listen because I didn't have any roots.
Well, are you listening now? Are you listening today?
Okay.
I mean, God loves you, Joseph. That's just the black and white of it. God loves you, and your sin does not change that. Your falling away does not change that. God demonstrated that love for you through Jesus, through his death on the cross, by taking the punishment of your sins for you. Let me read you a verse, Joseph. It's 1 John chapter 4, and it's in verse 18, I think. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. So when we're afraid of God, what we're afraid of is that he is going to punish us for our sins. And that's where the gospel message comes in, Joseph. Jesus took your punishment for you. He stood in your place. And all the punishment that you deserved for all of your life went upon Christ. And Christ died, and God was satisfied with that sacrifice, so satisfied that he offers you new life in Jesus. And that's what the gospel message is all about. It's about being made alive together with Christ. Well, Joseph, let me do this. We're about out of time on today's broadcast. I want to put you on hold, and I want to pick up afterwards and talk with you a little bit more. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you hang on, okay?
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Just a couple of notes. Please remember that Bob Christopher's new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, is now available through the ministry. And to get your copy, you can get one copy by a gift of $15 or more as a gift to the ministry this month. Or you can go to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com and order multiple copies. We encourage you to do that. Get one for yourself. Get one for someone else. Buy a box of 10 or so, and help to get the good news come out. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, available now at that particular website, simplegospelsimplygrace.com. Also remember, we invite you to download the Basic Gospel app, now available in the Apple App Store. Listen live, catch up on the radio archives, read the blog, watch our videos. It works on iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, and we encourage you to download that app today. We'll be back Monday. See you then. Bye-bye.